Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Karen Dunbar, FAST Team representative from Tampa, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, this is Karen Dunbar, your host for Managing Safety. Today we're talking with Chad Smith, the assistant principal at the Kathleen High School, which is also known locally as the CFAA. Correct. Welcome, Chad.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the mission of the CFAA.
Well, our goal is obviously to educate children, and our primary focus is college prep and vocational at the same time. You know, it used to be the old vocational schools was just that. It was immediate entry into the workforce. But we believe that even that field has gone a little bit more high tech, so we do a lot more with college prep also in preparing our students for real world applications.
So you're moving education along with the actual work environment.
Yes.
Where students have to be technically adept as well as having the traditional four R's.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, how has the mission evolved of the school as it has developed over time?
Well, I mean, we started out initially when we started the school about, this is our third year that we're in now, and it was actually about a year's worth of development prior to that. Our initial plan was that obviously it's got an aerospace or an aviation focus, and so we looked at different opportunities for grants out there. The first one that came along was called a Florida Department of Ed Succeed Grant. And the Succeed Grant had two opportunities. You could do an A&P program or you could do an avionics program. Obviously, an A&P program was quite in-depth to start, the 147 certification that you would need with the FAA. And so we looked at the avionics, and that kind of matched, too, with our partnership we have with Rick Garcia, who is one of our advisors, or it's actually our chief advisor on the our advisory board. He is in the avionics business, so we thought that would be a perfect match. We pursued that grant. That grant was a $250,000 grant. Which allowed us, that we were awarded, and we were allowed to go out and purchase a lot of equipment, test benches, et cetera, and start our avionics. I knew also that that probably wouldn't be the only draw that we could develop. We'd have to get something else in there that would attract other students, so we decided to go with an engineering, aerospace engineering program. And so we've developed that. And those were our two initial programs. Kathleen High School had an ROTC program already in place. That's the only Air Force ROTC in Polk County. And that was a perfect match, and so we brought our sergeant and colonel over, and they've developed a ROTC program at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy also.
To what extent do you think the aerospace emphasis and engineering emphasis contributed to you receiving the recent grant, the recent involvement and opportunity to be involved with NASA?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it was perfect. And did a lot of research. We've actually partnered with a program called the Aviation Resource Center of the state of Florida. It's a workforce banner center out of Jacksonville. And they did a report back in 2006 about aviation and aerospace in the state of Florida. And we utilized that information for both our Succeed grant and the NASA grant to attract those and to demonstrate that in Florida, aviation has a very strong future, aerospace has a very strong future. And so that attracted NASA, I think, to our program. Plus the fact that that's all we're dedicated to is aerospace. And we do a lot with, in our earth space, we tie everything in our classes, our engineering classes, our earth space science classes, a lot to space exploration and the obviously now the future with the ISS, the International Space Station. So I think that attracted them.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you want to continue to build your reputation as a magnet school. What sort of plans do you have for new programs and expansion in the future now that you have the additional space in your new building?
Well, there's a lot on our plate right now. Obviously, with a new building, that's going to give us the space to expand. We do have had aerospace technologies has been one of the classes we've had. We have not been able to expand that in the way we'd like to, and that's been a focus on pilot preparation, actually ground mm-hmm. school. With our new building, we're going to be able to actually set up an aerospace aviation lab with simulators, aircraft simulators. We're going to also add an A&P program, which is what we wanted to do from the very beginning, is to have an airframe power plant program. So we're now currently have contracted with a gentleman locally who is an A&P instructor. He is developing our 147 manual for FAA approval. In our new building, we've actually developed a lab where there's a full hangar, aircraft hangar door on the back of the building. We'll be able to pull in an aircraft the size of a Cessna 172 into the building and actually have an A&P program. Our goal is to have that open and up and ready by August 2011. And then another exciting piece that we're exploring is a partnership with a community college here in the state of Florida that has an air traffic control program. And they've actually are discussing loaning and providing to us through a Florida Department, or excuse me, a federal Department of Labor grant that they received, actual simulators to do ATC air traffic control instruction and dual enrollment articulation with them. So that's another piece that we are working on. So that's real exciting.
Well, I know that part of your emphasis is having students ready to enter the workforce in certain areas as they leave high school. You have some certificate programs.
Correct.
At CFAA. Could you talk a little bit about
those?
Well,
just about everything that falls under our elective programs in the state of Florida, Workforce Ed, has some kind of a certification or licensing that's attached to it. For example, the avionics is a completion certificate in avionics. There's not an actual FAA certificate associated with that, but they do get a certification of completion, which allow them to go out and do entry-level work in an avionics shop such as Gulf Coast Avionics. The A&P program is an actual licensed FAA license that they would acquire. With the engineering, we work towards AutoCAD certification so that they actually learn how to use AutoCAD so that when they get out there, they can do right in. If they choose to go that route directly into entry-level workforce, they can do that.
And again, AutoCAD's applicable in so many absolutely. Different types of areas and jobs that's a very broad skill that they
Correct.
Could use.
And then the aerospace technologies with the program for ground school, that's going to lead to FAA pilot certification eventually. One of our extracurricular programs that we're working on is an actual what we could call a flying club for us, and for lack of a better term, but it's a flying club, but we'll scholarship students. The money that's coming in for the rent on the facility that we're going to be moving into is going back into our students 100%. That's what attracted the school board to partner with that. So we'll be able to scholarship students for both flight training and for college through that program that are out of our program.
Really amazing.
Yes.
This is Karen Dunbar with Managing Safety. We're going to take a little break, but we'll be back shortly to talk some more with Chad Smith about CFAA Kathleen High School.
Now, let's rejoin Karen Dunbar and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
This is Karen Dunbar, your host with Managing Safety. We're back with Chad Smith to talk about some of the exciting new developments that CFAA is involved in. Chad, I understand there's some huge, huge events the students are going to be involved in this fall.
Yes.
Tell me.
Well, you know, obviously we were participants in a $1.4 million NASA curriculum grant, and that has just led us further down the path with NASA. With that grant, we were able to scholarship kids to summer programs, and this past year we were actually able to take all our students over to the Kennedy Space Center. Following that, we were led into an opportunity to go over last spring and actually go through the debriefing of the shuttle crew that came back. And I apologize, I don't remember the STS number, but I think it was 131, if I'm not correct. Mistaken. I'm looking at somebody out there for an answer on that. But STS, we actually got to see their debriefing with all the people in NASA over at Kennedy Space Center, which was really exciting.
For those of us who can't ever go to anything like that, what was the most interesting part of that debrief?
I mean, to actually sit there, and they were showing video shots that you didn't get to see in the news and everything of what they did up there, and they actually spoke, you know, they were live before the students talking about it, and at the end they spent an hour with the students one-on-one talking, and kids got to ask questions, get signatures. It was just really exciting, and it's a security protected type of briefing that you have to have permission to get into. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just has kind of a snowball effect as we've gone through this. And then we were offered the opportunity to apply for the International Space Station downlink. And we have been awarded that opportunity. That will be on December 1st. Sometime between 9 and 12 that morning, we'll do a downlink with the International Space Station. Only one of five organizations in the United States to get that this year. So that was
That's
very, very special.
That's an incredible honor for
yes.
the school. And
yes.
it actually speaks to all of the groundwork you've laid for being involved in this kind of program.
Absolutely.
I'm sure the kids got kind of starstruck with these astronauts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and there's a couple of our students that have, you know, expressed interest in getting involved in the actual space program. Obviously, the shuttle program is going to be slowly wound down, but we're going to get a chance to go to the second to last launch. That'll be on November 1st, so our students have been invited to that. along with that, two of our instructors went to space camp this past summer in Huntsville, Alabama, and spent a week up there in space camp. Got to fly the space shuttle simulator. And through that involvement, Lori Bradner has been able to bring space camp to Polk County. So we're actually going to have space camp for teachers here in our new building this summer. And we'll be doing some other programs for students involving space exploration.
Well, I know the students wish they would bring the centrifuge down here, but I doubt many of the local teachers would look forward to that.
But we'll be taking them over to the Kennedy Space Center and involving them over there during that time period this summer. So it's just we'll continue to develop a partnership with NASA that I think is very, very valuable to our student population.
So it sounds like the students in Polk County have opportunities they couldn't find anywhere else in the entire state and maybe in the entire nation.
No, in the nation, it was a very rare opportunity. In the state, we're it. And we're really excited about that.
That is an incredible, yes. Incredible thing. Tell me a little bit about this downlink that's going to happen December 1st.
Okay. Well, it's one of the goals of NASA is they want to get as outreach to as many people as possible. We will be inviting dignitaries. We'll be inviting senators and governor and everybody else that we can attract to the event. It'll be here at the FAA production studio, and we will have a live 20-minute link with them. Students will be able to ask questions of the astronauts, and the astronauts will respond, which is really interesting because they'll be floating above our heads, approximately 200 miles above our head as they go by, and we'll be able to interact with them and discuss what they're actually doing up there on the space station.
What are the sorts of academic preparations that will be going on at the school to get the students ready for this?
And through all our classes, our engineering class, our science classes, they're discussing, the history of the space station, how we got there, what it's doing up there, what the future of the space station is. A lot of people, I think we've all followed the shuttle mm-hmm. and its missions, and I think we've overlooked what the space station is accomplishing. And so we're spending some time prepping the students on what that's all about and where we anticipate going with it. I would be excited to see one of our students, in 20 years up there. I think that would be neat.
So is your entire student body going to attend this?
Yes, they are. Yes,
right.
They are. And
yeah.
We'll have school board, local dignitaries, like I said, the mayor, but we're inviting state and national level people too. We'll tape the actual downlink, or we're going to try and broadcast it live also through all our schools, because our proposal is that we're going to touch the 93,000 students that are here in Polk County school system with this downlink, either through additional instruction and offering of the videos of the program itself.
Well, for our listeners, let me also point out that you'll be able to see these videos live on the internet on www.faasafety.gov or on faaproductionstudios.com.
Yes, and that'll be live.
And they'll be live. So as soon as we find out the actual time, it'll be great. Yep. We'll be able to tell people when to tune in to listen.
They need to go ahead and mark their calendars for December 1st and
block
sometime
out the
between
whole morning.
9 and 12, block their morning. Yes.
All right, that's
absolutely
amazing. All right, have you been up to the Space Center yourself?
Kennedy, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been up there several times, yes.
For launches?
No, this will be my first launch on November 1st. It'll be my first opportunity to see a launch up close.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
I've heard stories. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, I've seen daytime and nighttime launches, and there's nothing in the world like it.
Yes, and I think the students are excited, too. They're really anxious for it. So.
All right. What a great Christmas present for the students.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I want to see if there's anything else you want to add that we haven't covered about what's new and exciting going on at CFAA.
No, but I think people should come out to the fly-in in March 29th through April 3rd, and see our new building. It'll be up and running and occupied, and we'll be using forums there. So I think that if they want to see up close what we have and what we're offering here, that's the opportunity.
And I want to say you can't miss the building, because it's right at the entrance to the Sun and Fun campus. And it will catch your attention
immediately.
There'll
be a T-33 on a stand right out front in the pond there, so
Super.
Can't miss it.
This is Karen Dunbar. Thank you for joining us today for Managing Safety, where we've been talking with Chad Smith about all the exciting new programs and activities going on at Lakeland's own CFAA.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.